Incontriamo oggi lo chef Ulla Andersson a Gothenburg, in Svezia. Passo la parola all'amico Martin Svensson, che lo intervisterà nella sua lingua, passando poi in traduzione francese. Grazie.
Ok, Ulla, we take it in English. Can you tell us a little about how you came to work with this profession and what your road has been?
As I started to work very early as a commie, and that was because of my father. He's a carpenter, so he had all the renovation in the local hotel. So I was running there already when I was 12, 13. So I started running and peeking into the kitchen, and then I started as a commie, peeling the onions and taking care of the pot dish, and then I started to work there every weekend, and every then I started working a little bit after school, and then I started so that's my way into it, and then I have my grandmothers, so they're very skilled chefs, home chefs, so they had all their own pigs and their own small farming, and so.
You're from the south of Sweden.
Yeah, from the south of Sweden. So
Skåne.
From Skåne. So that was my introduction to food. You can say I always had a very strong interest in food and farming. And then I was, from the beginning, I wasn't supposed to be a chef. I'm going to be a naval officer at the beginning. But then when I was in the, you say, 18, 19, something, I'm good at this. So I'm started growing long hair and then left Navy outside and just starting to cook. Mm-hmm.
Where did you start your professional career?
At a small place called Aarhus Gjestis, and then I moved
in
on
Aarhus.
In Aarhus, yes, and, mm-hmm. and then I moved on to Skanør Gjestis.
Oh,
that's quite
really fine,
right? Really, really, really fine kitchen with a very mean German chef. Mm-hmm. And then from there, and then I went to Savoy in Malmö.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
you've been in Savoy.
Yeah.
That's a great place.
Great
tradition.
Yeah, great tradition in that time. And then from Savoy, I moved to Norway. That's my first executive job. I was just young, 23, 24, something. Mm-hmm. And from Norway, I moved to Stockholm and started working at the Grand Hotel, Grand Svenska. For a couple of years, then at some other quite hip restaurants.
Yeah. And, who was in charge of the kitchen in Grand Hotel at that time?
Roland Persson.
That's Roland Persson.
Yeah,
it's a well-known figure in the Swedish
and
kitchen.
And in the same time, I started with the competition bit with the chef of the year. So I was in four finals in Chef of the Year, and then I came into the culinary team. Mm. So I traveled all over the world and compete.
And, for the Swedish team?
For the Swedish natural team, and I was on Nordic Championships and everything like that. So I was in the competition business for about, from 89 to 97, something like that, when I stopped competing. Mm. That's it. And then I moved to Gothenburg.
Why did you move to Gothenburg?
It was my wife. She's from Gothenburg, and we was expecting our second child.
Oh yes.
And we have no relatives in Stockholm and everything, and I was always working or competing and traveling a lot, so it was, now we're going to move to Gothenburg. So so she could have a little bit more help with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here in Gothenburg. I worked in SAS Radisson.
Yeah.
And Huspele, I worked with Huspele a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I was sick of the business, so I started to study economics and so on, and start with the...
And that's important.
Then I started to work with the vegetables for a couple of years.
Mm.
And then I was back in Huspele again.
Yeah.
And now I'm here, so I've been here for four years.
Yeah. During Ola's time in with Pelle Danielsson, Pelle, I had the pleasure of eating the food that he cooked there for several years.
Yeah.
It's a fine time in my history too.
Yeah.
Huh? That's a link between us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. With the national team, I traveled a lot, and then I've been working a little bit in Mexico as a consult, building and starting restaurants, and I've been to Tokyo for guest place in Holland and a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's that.
How do you work today? What is your point of view on your work? What's important?
My role here is a big hotel and I have a lot of chefs, so my role is quite like a classic executive chef, a lot of economics, a lot of planning, a lot of costing works, not so much cooking. I cook every day, but I don't have my own station and anymore. I work where I need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more my role to today, and I have around 25 chefs under me.
Mm. It's a big hotel.
It's a big hotel, a big business. We have I'm cooking for three restaurants, three restaurants, you can say. We have the function, it's quite big.
Mm.
All the banquets. We have a restaurant here, and then we cook for the cabaret Lorensberg.
Oh yes, also for that.
Also for that. So it's quite busy.
Oh. What do you think about Swedish cooking?
Swedish cooking is one of the best in the world. Of course, because we have a fantastic
raw materials.
Yeah, raw materials, and then and a lot of fantastic chefs.
Yeah.
They're so wide in their skills, because we have so high taxes. It's very costful to hire people.
Mm.
So you have to be able to work, and you have to have a wide skill, because in a French restaurant you have to be 4 or 5 people and commis and so on and so on. Here you in the same type of restaurant you work too. That's the big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one very good chefs in Sweden, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Even if we limit ourselves to Gothenburg, it's an enormous movement of chefs since the last, as long as I've been living here, that's the beginning of the 70s,
yeah.
I've seen, and I think that Leif Mannerström was an important name.
Yeah,
we're
just some projects.
And
I've helped him with some books.
Yeah.
help them to write two books.
Yeah. It's Husmann's Kunst and the other one about
the herring.
Herring.
Yeah. With Leif, and then I wrote one. I've been helping people, so I think I've been publishing 6 cookbooks.
Mm. Altogether.
Altogether, yes.
Mm.
And that's my, when the that with Husmann's Kost or the Rustic Kitchen, that's my thing.
Mm.
I'm so tired of the fine dining.
Wow.
I don't like it. I've done that too much. I like, you know, whole animals and nice traditional food. No. With the rustic kitchen, it's my thing. Seasonal rustic cooking. That's what I'm best at.
And
a lot of love and feeling in it.
Mm, yes. And it's a success. Kind of kitchen.
Yeah, it's a success.
From Sweden.
Yeah, from Sweden.
Also internationally.
Yeah, I think so. And you have what you can call the new Nordic kitchen.
Yeah,
it's very, very good.
Mm.
And then you get some influences from other countries and so on. And, And I have a quite in international brigade here.
Yeah. So I've seen that when I come to your kitchen that the staff is international.
Yeah.
Really.
So you can can't you make that one? Yeah. Can't you make this? And that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the base is in my cooking. The base is the vegetables.
Vegetables.
The base is the vegetables.
Mm.
So it's maybe some root celery with, and so now we're in a big mushroom period, and all the root vegetables and the cabbage and kale.
Mm.
And then you put the protein comes as a second.
Mm.
I think was,
okay.
Ok,
mi avevano promesso un'intervista in svedese con traduzione in francese. Senza il francese io ho capito molto poco, anche se qua e là ho capito qualcosa.
Lo farò io.
Ok. Grazie a Ulla Andersson, grazie a Mats Svensson, grazie all'Hotel Palace, a Avenue Palace. E può darsi anche a una prossima visita a Gothenburg. Grazie a tutti.
Thank you.